This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, seriously, just pay attention. Get involved. Pay attention. Be part of the solution. And let's, you know, let's win this thing. Let's take it back. Let's be part of be part of bringing America back to its glory. I know some of them go, he's talking about slavery again. And so he wants slavery back. He wants women back in the kitchen having babies and being out of the workplace. Yeah, yeah. But whatever takes care of your fantasy, whatever makes you feel good about yourself, you think what you want. I've decided you're not worth the effort. For those of you who love to write nasty things about me on Facebook, not knowing anything about me, right? You're not worth the effort. You're not worth the effort to defend myself. You're not worth the effort to even engage with you because you really don't care. You're so stuck in that ideological world of Dems right, Republicans wrong, conservatives wrong, you know, liberals are God's gift to humanity. I would love to do a drug test of you going back 20 years and find out which one of them screwed you up. Seriously. It really truly never stops, right? Anyway, okay, some of you guys are, you know, hardcore country people. Not that that's bad. I love Charlie Daniels and groups like that. But Garth Brooks, everybody loves him for some reason. He said that his new establishment, the Friends in Low Places Bar and Honky Tonk, will be selling every brand of beer, whether it opens its doors to downtown Nashville, Tennessee. He didn't mince words for any critics. If you're an a-hole, there are plenty of other places in lower... Yeah, see? Be that a-hole we want you to be. Oh, really? Big and Rich's John Rich and Kid Rock spoke out against Anheuser-Busch after the company partnered with TikTok star Dylan Mulvaney. Right? He was celebrating his 365th day of womanhood, although without any of the womanly parts or the DNA to back it up. Brooks told Billboard magazine that he's signing with Bud Light. I want to be a place where you feel safe. I want to be the place where you feel like there are manners and people like one another. And yes, we're going to serve every brand of beer. We just are. It's not our decision to make, he said. You know, first of all, Garth, not that I'm against bars. But if you think about where some of the issues that are going on with people with alcoholism and dependencies and what have you. A beer here and there is fine. You know, glasses of wine here and there, fine. But, you know, some of these bars that are out there, some of the things that they're selling and promoting and what have you, it's a problem. So check yourself. Don't check the rest of us. Check yourself. But Twitter's been eating him up. Talking about boycotting his bar, boycotting him. Now look, somebody asked the question, is God first truly a real American? Yes. Okay, you may not agree with what he has to say, but isn't that what we fight for? You can't fight for freedom of speech when you don't want to give somebody else that same freedom. He can say and do and whatever he wants to. You can decide where you want to eat, who you want to eat with. Now, for restaurants and such, theaters, I mean, all kinds of things that you can play with. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Well, although I stopped buying this cereal a long time ago. But Frosted Flakes, Kellogg's, yeah. Jumping on board with, I should be careful how I say that. Dylan Mulvaney. They've decided, you know, Tony and him are getting together. They have a picture of Mulvaney posed alongside Tony the Tiger on the 76th Tony Awards magenta carpet. The iconic Frosted Flakes mascot held Mulvaney's dress train as he walked the carpet. They posed for several photos together. What does breakfast cereal have to do? Oh, it's more inclusive. Got it. Right. Because I know that when you go for taste, especially for breakfast cereal, the first thing you're looking for is to see if they're a transgender ally, right? I mean, that's what everybody does, isn't it? The mascot was expected to present unique gold-filled cereal bowls engraved with Kellogg's Frosted Flakes. It was a party for Tony, by the way. Tony's thrilled to celebrate all the amazing talent and present them with new Tony moment after the curtain falls. This is according to Laura Newman. She's the senior director of the brand marketing. All these marketing people now, they feel the need the minute they walk in the door to go woke, don't they? Right? Seriously. The question now is, will Kellogg suffer for being connected to Mulvaney? Bud Light no longer is America stop selling beer. Told you, it works. Many other companies are now feeling the effects, too, of the LGBTQ promotions. Target stock price is the lowest since 2020. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to Joe Messina.
Have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, and you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Never happened, and I'm gonna marry him, and you and I are gonna take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Fight it. If you are, if you're willing to get in the ring and fight alongside, we're good. This is Joe Messina Show here on the Genesis Communication Network, GCN. Also, head up to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has made it easier for you to buy, pillows, pieces, sheets, comfort, all bunches of stuff, robes and slippers, all for a great price. Use promo code Joe. Anytime on your way out, you'll save 30 to 70% depending on the product. American-made product. You're keeping a guy in business. You're helping a guy make profits that fights your issues, fights alongside you, actually out in front of you. While you're sitting there egging him on, go for it. He's also allowing guys like me to make money online. Head up there, care her, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe on the way out. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. All right. We're talking about Garth Brooks, you girls and guys. But I'm just in love with this guy. His voice, he's wonderful. He's this, he's that. You know what? Whatever. I believe in commerce, too. Somebody in the chat room said it. Look, he can sell the beer. Hopefully nobody buys it. Hopefully it rots down there in his beer basement, whatever it is. Now, Target removes surprise-themed merchandise. I mean, company is a national, a platinum sponsor of the NYC Pride Parade. You have to make a $135,000 donation before they'll do anything. Now, Kohl's also suffered backlash from shoppers voicing outrage when the department store chain marketed LGBTQ merchandise to infants and minors. What next? Fetuses? Seriously? Well, now they don't consider the in-the-womb thing. Now, Mulvaney recently said that more companies need to collaborate with transgender people. Speaking with the LGBTQ digital magazine, said that you have to be leveraging the power. You have to leverage the privilege that magazine that you have. And he said, being a white trans person is important because it'll help advance the transgender. But first of all, I want to know, where the heck are all the feminists? All you feminists that fought so long to give women a leg up, give them a level playing field, so to speak. Where are you? Nowhere to be found, right? You made these arguments about the differences in stature, height, muscle mass, bone mass. You made all of those arguments back then, and now you know where to be found. Cowards. That's the only way I can say it. Cowards. You know, it's the same thing with others who claim you love the Constitution, you love the country. Do you? What are you willing to fight for? How far are you willing to take it? After saying that he said, for a long time, I felt so lucky that these opportunities were coming my way that I thought it was by accident. But he said, but now I realize how much power I actually have. Wow. There you go. See that? Again, just amazing. He said, if a brand wants to work with me so bad that they would work with other trans people too, it's not enough just to hire me, this white skinny trans girl. I want all the dolls getting all the brand deals, he said. So again, they're out looking for these people, and then you're supporting them. Well, not the generic you. I know my people aren't. Look, when they shove it down your face, it's a whole different story. Is it not? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Okay, Liberal Mainland, United Methodists, right? I mean, you've got the United Methodist Church, which have always been a tad different. Not saying good or bad, just a tad different. But a number of the Methodist churches, they're leaving their own denomination, and the numbers have actually surged just even in the last year because they feel like the church is leaving the doctrine, leaving the dogma, leaving Scripture for that matter. The number of congregations departing the United Methodist Church was well over 5,000 last week. It's the second largest Protestant denomination in the U.S. Continues this fracture over theological disagreements. Mostly, they're all over this, human sexuality. God's very specific. He made them male and female. Right? Oh, he goes on in many other places. But really, right at the beginning of the book, he clears it up. How did we screw it up so bad? Member churches have been given the green light by their annual conference to disaffiliate. Went from 4,600 last year to 5,300 this year. Isn't that great? No, I'm glad to see that they're they're stepping up and they're leaving based on what they believe Scripture says. Or what they, I should say, what they know Scripture says, right? Now, the annual conference that they have, this is where the numbers are coming from, so they're pretty accurate. You know, journals and reports, a special annual conference session held in 2022 this year showed a major decline in our congregants. This flood of disaffiliations comes right after the General Conference in 2019 approved paragraph, I don't even know what it would be, 2553 of the Book of Discipline, a church law that allows UMC churches to leave with their church property if they obtain the approval of two-thirds of the congregation. You know, and the splits are growing, bigger and bigger, longer and longer. Churches that want to leave are required to pay their share of the clergy pension liabilities and 2 years of apportionment. The larger denominations of the church law that expires later this year. In 2019, the General Conference voted 438 to 384 to uphold the church's ban on ordaining LGBTQ clergy or even officiating or hosting same-sex weddings. So, again, they may have some of the basics, but the larger number of things are really not there. Several traditionalist members of the Methodist clergy told a local news source that conservative churches are leaving in response to liberal leaders within UMC choosing to disregard the 2019 vote. So in other words, they don't care about the rules either. Isn't that funny how it's always the left that doesn't care about the rules? Some of the rules that they actually put in place or voted for. It's always, in the immortal words of Yul Brynner, quite a puzzlement. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Over 40 million Americans are on alert for severe weather this week.
Citizens from Denver down to Dallas, as far east as Charlotte, North Carolina, may experience hail, winds up to 70 miles per hour, possible tornadoes. Some parts of the country, including Alabama and Georgia, have already been getting pummeled by a line of intense storms that's been pushing southeast. Friends and family members said goodbye Monday to a black mother of four allegedly shot to death by a white neighbor in Florida during a dispute involving her children. Civil rights leader Reverend Al Sharpton delivered the eulogy at A.J. Owens' funeral.
Yes, we're angry, but we're not mad. We discipline our anger to get justice.
Susan Lawrence is charged with manslaughter, but Owens' family has begun a petition demanding the charge be upgraded to second-degree murder. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I am back.
Are you? Don't see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Grill Show. 855-732-5563. Really, seriously, always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Always appreciate the time that you want to be engaged, you want to be involved. I just truly appreciate the time that you're adding to the conversation. You'll find a live chat room up on the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. All right. We're talking about the hundreds of churches, coming up on 5,000 churches that have actually left the United Methodist denomination because they're upset that they're twisting scripture. They're doing what they need to do to fit into today. We were never told to conform to this world. Like, no, ain't going to happen kind of thing. Right? Now, what scripture tells Christians, don't conform to what's going on around you. Make sure you keep doing what God calls you to do. And it's not up as Christians to understand or to decide that scripture makes me feel bad. You know, the woman who made her money is maybe a hooker. I don't know. She was committing adultery in the Bible. Jesus didn't say, oh, gee, that might be your only means of support. Maybe you should go back and hook it. What do you think? No, he told her to go and sin no more, period. End of discussion. Well, he must have told her that for a reason. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right. You guys are really good. You're really fast, but I wish you could get this up to me while I'm doing the story itself. Steve Bannon went off on Bill Barr today. You know, you can sit up there. He says, Bill, you can sit up there and call this a good case. But we're going to beat you on this. And where were you and Chris Ray when you hid the Biden crime evidence? He goes on to drive home the point, which he was totally true. when Rudy Giuliani, years ago, not two or three years, but for years, he's been called on the Biden crime family. We've known about their international pay-for-play scandals for years. Right? He's got a witness, more than one actually, but one in particular, a witness who's a former chief accountant at Burisma. He's willing to testify about all these things. Right? She's got copies of the Biden bank account transactions. She has the receipts. He said, it's an extraordinary amount of real information. He said, I gave them one witness that any investigator would jump through hoops to go to. He said, I gave them a witness who's a woman who has a chief accountant at this crooked company, Burisma. She was the wife of the former owner who died under suspicious circumstances. He was probably Clintonized or something. And she was willing to give up all the offshore bank accounts, including Biden's accounts. Right? The ones that she supervised large cash transactions over. Now, again, will the House Oversight Committee take these things on and run with them? You got to ask, because Giuliani gave them all this information back in January 2020. The Pittsburgh U.S. attorney was very interested in all this stuff. Then all of a sudden, Bill Barr took it all away from them. For some reason, he decided to give it to a U.S. attorney in Delaware. The Delaware attorney did nothing with it, been sitting on it ever since. Right? Think about that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, the woman sitting on this was in fear of her life because she saw what happened, you know, when people got Clintonized. You know that. Went on to say that Biden got a lot of money under the table that by then already back in those days. She said, we had $8 million on the table that we could prove, which they could prove tomorrow if they wanted to. They could have it proved 3 years ago. Even before that. They could have and should have indicted him before he ran for president. They have the information. They have it on him. But they're not interested. They can't hang their own no matter how bad they are for the country. No matter what they did wrong. It's just amazing to me. Serious. It's the only thing you really have, right? All you have is integrity. All you have is your mouth. All you have is the words that come out of your mouth. I guard those. I consider them extremely valuable to me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A New York Police Department commissioner is resigning. Right now, hasn't come out and said immediately why. I know why I would be resigning. Mother, she was stepping down after a year and a half on the job. She can't take it anymore. She said, I made a decision to step down my position. Well, my time here will come to a close. I'll never step away. My advocacy for supporting the NYPD. I'll always be a champion for the city. You can't be. You can't get anything done. She was appointed by Mayor Eric Adams. She became a commissioner of the nation's largest police force. You know, seriously. Mayor Adams thanks Sewell's devotion, her steadfast leadership over the last 18 months. Look, you don't leave a position like that after 18 months unless something's really wrong. Right? And not something really wrong. You've done something really wrong necessarily. Right? Crime has been trending upwards. You're seeing more and more issues in the street. The commissioner worked nearly 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for a year and a half. We're all grateful to her service, according to some New Yorkers. Patrick Lynch, president of Police Benevolent Association, said Sewell made a real impact in her short time. That's the problem. She was making too much of an impact, you know? Like, probably getting people to actually do something with the crime that's happening. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. And you need to be. Look, you heard her say it earlier. It's so true. I'm with Kimberly Marina. We have become the most, I won't even say probably, the most corrupt government on the planet right now. Even with all those little third world nations. Right? Parents furious over a math teacher's use of threats and coercion to make students watch an LGBT video. Right? I mean, seriously, is this the way we do it? Is this how we're supposed to do it? Controversy, it should be a controversy. It should be right up in your face at this point. A controversy is starting at the Edison High School in Huntington Beach. That's in California. After parents raised concerns over a math teacher reported use of threats and coercion from the kids to force students to watch a video about the LGBTQ+ pride. The incident reportedly occurred during a regular math class when a teacher played a Bolt TV episode that featured a video promoting LGBTQ+ pride, and that's according to Representative Lett Vaz, whose daughter, Ivory, was one of the students in the class. The video was part of a routine broadcast by Bolt TV, the school's student producer and administration approved the channel. See, that's right. They won't even stop and think, you know, we can't do this. Parents, they have a right to know what's going on. We haven't let them know what's happening. Just amazing. Just amazing. Now, the students' reaction was far from uniform. Matter of fact, most of the students found the video very uncomfortable. Now, I've always been told if it bothers, if it hurts one student in the class, we shouldn't do it. Well, unless you're a conservative student. Come see your house. Be back in a few minutes.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems a certain voodoo priest who will have the power to bring him back to life.
Oh, horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mattoon, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. That's how we win. That's how we stay with it. Seriously. All right. Okay. Before I get back to the story, I was going to hit this afro, but I'll do it now. I told you, I got very smart people in the chat room. Smarter than me. I don't know why you don't go over there and pay attention. You'll find it at joemessina.com, joemessina.com. Live chat room. You can speak with people that are a heck of a lot smarter than I am. Seriously. All right. So there's been a pseudo-argument going on, actually for a day or two now, as to the flag that was flown, the LGBTQ plus flag that was flown at the White House. Remember, Barack Obama lit the place up. Joey B's lighting the place, flying the flag, whole nine yards. And they're flying the flag at American consulates across the planet, even in countries where it's illegal. Not that that should be okay, but listen, here's the deal. Right? I mean, seriously. Aren't you supposed to... You're supposed to deal with that country's laws when you're there? It's not for us to try to force them to change their laws. Is it really? Now, Tom Fitton really, he referenced the U.S. flag code, which states that the flag of the United States of America should be at the center, the highest point of the group, with a number of flags of states or localities or pennants or societies to group to display from staffs. Display was prominently featured during Biden's Pride Month celebration at the White House on Saturday. The flag was in the center. All right, but here's the deal. And the flag was in the center, and then there was an American flag on each side of it. Now, yes, but they're sneaky. The official White House response was the fact that there is a flag at the very top of the White House. And it, technically, is in the center of everything. So therefore, they were not in violation. They were very much within the code. Which, again, skirted the issue. What a joke. You know, I mean, seriously. And that the flag was not higher or lower, but at the same height. They know what they're doing, people. I keep telling you, they are pushing for a civil war. They are pushing for unrest in the cities, the states, all over the place, whether it be for race reasons, sexual orientation, what you're doing to our kids, you know, educational. They think about all the things they're throwing at you at one time. Tell me that's not thought out, planned out. You won't get me to buy. They know what they're doing. They're not stupid. They need a war. We've been saying this for a long time. They need a race war. They need a sexual orientation war, whatever you want to call it. Now, one kid in this class, we were talking earlier about a math teacher who decided, not only did she decide, she threatened to coerce the students to watch it. Many of them said they were very uncomfortable. And I'll bet you nothing happened to the student. Not a thing. One student you can hear in the video saying, "Why are you showing this to us kids?" The math teacher responded by criticizing the students for what she considered inappropriate behavior. The teacher insisted that the students watch the content or she would give them Saturday school. I would have not watched the content. I would have taken a Saturday school. Then I would have gone home to my parents and said, "This is what they forced us to do." Right? I'll warn you guys now, if you're going to be inappropriate, I'll have the supervision. I will have supervision down and give all of you a Saturday school for next year. So knock it off. She didn't have a right to do that. She didn't have a right to say it. She didn't have a right to coerce them. It's a math class. What are you doing showing videos, movies about gay and lesbian lifestyles? Just curious. Right? Now, according to Baz, Ivory came to me last night and said she was scared that she did the wrong thing by taking the video. Oh, wait a minute. The representative, Let Baz, revealed that her daughter, Ivory, was anxious about her decision to film the incident, fearing she may have done something wrong. Now, here in California, it is illegal for a student to film a teacher, record a teacher in any way without the principal and the teacher's permission. I've said this is why you need to have relationships with school board members. Because when stuff like this comes up, you grab it and keep your mouth shut. And use it to make the changes, the proper changes to protect the kids. Now, according to the representative, Ivy came to her daughter, said she was scared that she did the wrong thing by taking the video. Right, that shows you, right there, it shows you how easy these young, innocent kids can be made to feel bad. Because she really didn't want to get anybody in trouble. That was kind of where her mind was at. And it's like, no. If you think a teacher or a person is hurting kids, don't worry about who gets in trouble. I wouldn't. Now, parents were outraged following the incident. One concerned parent even commented on the video, "Teachers should let parents deal with cultural issues. Stick to teaching." Amen. You teach the basics, we'll teach moral values. You have no right. Our founding fathers never wanted you to teach moral values. Matter of fact, this is where they blew it big time. They always figured that we would have basic moral values, that the people who had the moral values would definitely outweigh the people who didn't. Another parent wrote, "The teacher grooming the kids and shows up love scenes in a movie at school and then threatens the kids with Saturday school for using their constitutional protected free speech is wrong. Threats are not acceptable. Reaction when the kids are clearly uncomfortable, it's beyond sad. You're wrong." See, I love you parents, you keep speaking out, but show up. Seriously, show up. Don't just talk about it. Don't tell us how upset you are. Because today, nobody cares. Until you actually show up. And don't give me that stuff. I don't want to go to jail. I don't want this. I don't want that. Yeah, I'm not buying any of it. How do you like that? None of it. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Joey B. again steps in it big time. Although, I don't think he really steps in it. I think he so much believes this stuff. That nothing. I mean, he really is gone. Right? He was speaking to a group of the LGBTQ plus supporters. He said, "You're the most courageous group I've seen in any time in the recent past." Totally forgetting the 13 military members that died, that were murdered by terrorists, by his order, while protecting the airport in Afghanistan. Remember that? No support. They had absolutely no support. They could have ran. They could have gotten away. They could have gone somewhere else. But they stayed and fought like they were told to. They were told to protect, and that's exactly what they did. So, you know, and you got Joe Biden's White House and military leaders. They're working overtime to place the sexual preference of individuals above the respect, honor, and courage of our U.S. troops. They could care less. You know, our enemy could care less, too. You really think they care whether we're LGBTQ plus friendly? Seriously? It's always amazing to me. Anyhow. I mean, Joe has decided to have what's going to be the biggest White House, largest pride celebration in history. He's also set to announce several new measures to protect the LGBTQ community, including countering banned books and increasing mental health resources. I'm glad he's going to increase mental health resources. I don't know anybody who's banning books from kids. You've got to be a flaming moron to think if a school district pulls a book out of the library, then you think the kids now no longer can get it? Really? Just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. I got a lot more to complain about on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network.